The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, Lummy.
Hi, Bubba.
I didn't mean to do you dirty day when I tripped you over the couch. I knew that if I could get your weight going.
Oh, my weight went back, too. His weight went. I didn't know there was a couch there either.
What I did is I just...
Did it freak you out?
As soon as I had you, when I kind of leaned you over to the left and I had all your weight on your left, then I was able to foot sweep you and then bend your waist over the couch and then timber you.
That sounds pretty hot.
Like a fucking sequoia.
I thought you were going to grill me.
That's what you are. You're a walking sequoia. Do you know what a sequoia is?
Yeah, the sequoia tree in California.
Wow.
Look at that.
I've been to the National Forest.
You have?
Yeah. I did my cross-country trip.
You did your cross-country trip?
Yeah. I drove across country.
For what?
To see all the baseball stadiums and all the national parks.
When would a guy have time to do that shit?
When I was 19.
You were 19?
Mm-hmm.
And were you by yourself?
Oh, no. Me and my buddy went in his Camaro.
Just you and another guy?
Yeah, 2003, 2004.
In a Camaro?
Yep. We went all the way to Seattle, down to San Diego, and then back to Florida.
What games did you hit?
We hit Seattle.
What did you leave, like, in the summertime?
Yeah, we went to the summertime.
Right.
And drove
now
up.
Now, were you in college at the time?
Yeah.
Freshly cut from Howard Schnuckenberger?
No, this was right after baseball, my freshman year.
Mm.
I went to Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., L.A.
All right, so you guys started your trek where?
Tampa.
All right.
And then we drove straight through and...
To where?
Iowa.
What's in Iowa?
Cornfields.
No, I mean...
Would you go there?
Oh, that's just the road we had to take. And then there was a couple of stupid, like, cornfield things and big...
Hold on. When you talk about a couple of stupid corn. Does that mean you guys may have butt fucked in the corn?
No, that was just the only thing to see the whole way up there.
Like, I want to know it all. In this cross country track, I want to know if there was butt fucking in Iowa.
Butt fucking in the Camaro.
Yeah. No, we were just staying. We were staying in tents. I mean, we saw like the
what
Mount
do you
Rushmore.
Mean tents?
Well, we wanted to keep it cheap, so we stopped at KOA, $6 tent. So we stopped in like Billings, Montana. We went and saw Mount Rushmore.
All right. So hold on.
Corn
Palace in South Dakota.
I would love to do that with Blitz, but I'd have to have a fucking bus or an RV.
Yeah, we talked about it for a long time.
Like me,
you got a glamp.
Blitz, I'd be like, hey, buddy, let's drive across country, but let's stay in a tent, me and you. Fuck no.
I as long as it's cold out, I don't mind staying in a tent.
It was cold up north, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. But I agree, we need an RV.
Yeah. So, you guys leave out of Tampa, and we make it where the very first day?
Iowa. That was our first stop at
McDonald's. You made it clear to Iowa.
Yeah.
That's about, 25 hours?
Yeah.
Ugh.
We didn't sleep. We stopped in St. Louis to get gas, and it was bad. It was like South or East St. Louis or something.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And then you got to Iowa, and then you guys what? You guys just what? Pinched a tent? What?
When we got to Iowa, people thought we were homeless, bought us breakfast. We didn't want to stay there, so then we started trekking toward the West on, I think it's 5 or 15 or something, and We stopped at somewhere in Montana and pitched a tent, some prison town with like 5 bars and nothing else. And
when you guys would go to sleep, would you guys like, okay, we're gonna wake
cuddle up?
Like, how would it go?
We had 2 air mattresses, sleeping bags, and then whenever we woke up, we'd get up and
all seen this movie. It's called Brokeback Mountain.
You'd have to like break the tent down.
Yeah, every time.
I doubt they had very elaborate tents.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think it was like 2003, 2004.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, then we just take the tent, just start driving, hit all the national parks, and keep driving.
When you hit a national park, what do you do? Go to the gift shop and like, what do you do?
Or like, go hiking and stuff.
Well, I mean, we were trying to hit a lot of things. So, Mount Rushmore. We'd hit Mount Rushmore up.
All right.
And then we'd find the closest town and then camp out there and... Then go to, Yosemite or
whatever.
How much
money did you bring?
I had traveler checks, a couple gas gift cards, and probably like $800 in cash. and no cell phone and a ton of quarters for the payphone.
Oh my God.
What do you mean no cell phone?
I didn't have a cell phone.
You went out, was this like 1982?
No, didn't have a cell phone in 2003.
Why not?
I don't know.
My parents didn't want to get me one.
I had a payphone and call my parents.
I got my first cell phone. I was a fucking straight pimp in Chicago, Illinois, 1989.
You had a bag phone?
Nope. It was a car phone. It was in your car.
Okay.
1989 on my Dodge Conquest. I remember calling my mom. I was headed back into the city. I'm like, Mom, guess where I'm calling you from? Where? My car. She's like, I know you're not. You can't call from cars. I'm like, yeah, I can.
Dodge Conquest.
It was like a $1.90 a minute.
Oh, I know.
Well, you got to think, too, back in that day, Montana and South Dakota didn't really have good cell service.
I think my very first phone was one of those brick phones.
Yeah.
The Nokias?
Yes.
I had one of those.
It was probably a Motorola.
Mine was a Motorola.
Yeah, it was Motorola.
And you could get the bigger battery on the back. It literally like you're talking into a shoebox.
It was
huge.
Oh,
no, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, like brick phone meaning the size of a brick, a huge brick.
Let me see. Blitz, send me an image of that so I can show Anna and show her. I don't think this is her first.
I'm just going to grab a water real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we got to think this is the radio show. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Freeform.
Can you grab us water too? Thanks.
I wouldn't mind having a Mountain Dew. I don't know if there's one around here.
Mountain Dew, Anna. Mountain Dew.
No, there's no Mountain
Dew. Oh, okay.
There might be a Mountain Dew upstairs in the Clem's Clubhouse. There might be one up there. I don't know. Maybe we'll send. Anna's really fucking nimble. She could go right up those stairs, lickety split. Could she not? Let me.
I'm like Travis.
She. Oh, you just fucked up. He's tore up on it, too. I saw him. He's like, man, technically, Lummy didn't push me. I lost my fucking balance.
Yeah, he didn't get pushed.
This mine was more like this right here, Liz. This is my Anna. This is my first cell phone right here.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's, but can you imagine if some dude pulled that out nowadays?
Well, it wouldn't work. That's the problem.
Oh, it wouldn't.
No.
Why? Just the network ain't.
Well, so back. Well, number one, they were analog, and they don't have analog anymore. But number two, so they actually worked like two-way radios on UHF frequencies. It wasn't like it is now.
So it was like more like just a sophisticated walkie-talkie.
Basically, yes.
That was shelled up like a phone.
Yes.
And Lummy, what was your first cell phone?
I think a slide phone in like 2005.
Did you think you're big slinging dick when you got that?
Oh, yeah. The big slide phone. It was like a really small phone. I thought it was cool. And then I racked up like a $600 cell phone bill. My parents took it away.
Man, when I was in college... And I don't know if anybody will even be. Do you guys remember the 800 line rackets?
Yeah.
Well, which ones?
Well, so when it is now, Blitz, we're talking about like 1984.
Oh, when I was -3.
1985. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Indiana. By the way, that goes into my naked sleeping naked story too. But
okay.
I lived in Jones Hall, and I lived on the. I think it was 315. 315 Jones Hall, and. The elevators opened into this common area, and then each dorm floor was just built in a big circle, and then the middle area was where the elevator shaft was, and then there was a payphone there.
Mm-hmm.
One payphone for the entire floor. Well, all these black guys from East St. Louis would just be, and the thing about it is if you wanted to call home, you had to go use that payphone because you didn't have any long-distance capabilities in your room. In fact, your room... You can only call on campus.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, back then, too, like, long distance was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I remember families would be like, okay, grandma's going to call on Sunday, and it's long distance, so make sure everyone's ready to talk to her.
Right. And like, you know, be like 10 minutes.
Yep.
And so, if you wanted to call home or anything, you had to go use the payphone and have, like, a calling card or dial it to your mom and dad or something like that. Well, these black guys always had these corporate codes. And you dial an 800 line,
mm-hmm.
and then it would give you a dial tone.
Sure.
You type in an access code,
yep.
and then it'd give you another dial tone, and you were basically kind of piggybacking into somebody's corporate deal.
Yeah.
And then you could call your mom or whoever you wanted to call for free and spend. So you'd get off the elevator, and there would be these guys on the phone for like 2 and 3 hours talking long distance to whoever. And you were like, man, how can they afford that? Well, then one of these black guys comes to me and goes, hey, man, you need a code? I go, what do you mean? Long distance code.
Call, yeah, calling cards.
You need code. Yeah, I'd like to have a code. How much is it? $10.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd sell you the code for $10, but then the code would go bad just in the middle of the night, like out of nowhere. It'd go bad. And it'd be like, sometimes you get a lot. Sometimes you get a lot out of that $10 code. But then I'd go sell my code to somebody else for $5. And I'd go and sell my code, which I think
to four people.
Which I think at that time, Blitz, is probably why I got all my codes
got exactly.
Got
turned off. Like, there's 8 calls at once on this card.
Yeah, so that was the big long-distance deal. Was that the long-distance deal you were speaking of, Blitz, or no? When I said on the 800 lines?
Basically, yes.
Lummy, did you have that deal?
Toward the end, then we just call and then hang up. We said our name, and then they'd call back.
Yeah, there was that, too. You would do a collect call to your house. And then they would not accept it, hang up, and then they would call that number right back.
Yeah.
From payphones or from wherever.
But it would be charged to them.
But it would just be a regular long-distance call to, like, from your parents.
Oh, and because they have a better plan than you did.
Yeah,
we did
to save it.
We did that a lot with payphones.
Yep, that's what I would do it at, payphones.
Yeah, so, like if you were doing an after-school thing or something, your parents say, oh, yeah, just call me. So I go, okay, and then you'd call them, collect, and then they would deny the charge, hang up and call that number right back, and that way you'd hear the payphone would ring, and then you just pick it up and talk to him. And you went to pay, 25 cents or whatever to make the call.
Is Seth here?
Yes.
He got a smoothie, his almond smoothie.
I don't see you on the camera.
I'm here, baby. You don't need
I'm
to
here
see
to
me.
See you. I'm waving.
You just need to hear me.
Oh, okay. Is that
Yeah. You don't need to see me. I'm distraught.
Are you? Or what are you mad about?
What happened to the smoothie?
Good. No, nothing. No, nothing.
Did you get your food okay?
Yeah, no, I just had another person wish cancer on me this week. It's just been 2 in 1 week. It's been a lot to handle.
Say, Seth, can I wish not cancer on you?
Yes, thank you.
Do you want a hug?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Blitz, superimpose you on the fifth square like you do with Lummy. Can you wedge? Can you wedge in there, Blitz?
Sure.
Well, I like when we can see you back there like Charlie's Angels guy.
What the fuck are we talking about, beepers? Let's talk about some fucking boobies or something.
Bubba Beepers from 1994.
We were going to get into why you don't sleep naked.
Yeah, so.
Well, the calling card 800 deal was part of it.
Yeah, that was part of it. So, this is like February of 1985. Now, like, I'm thinking, when I was a little kid, I slept with, your mom would always put you, in pajamas and I always had, Green Bay Packer pajamas and stuff like that. And then in the summertime, your mom would, put you on, some not-so-thick pajamas, but they're kind of light and summertime pajamas.
Yeah, the light flannel deals.
Yeah. And then it gets to the point where, I think maybe as you get, into maybe middle school or maybe a little bit sooner than that, then I think you probably start sleeping in your underwear, And then some kids probably maybe wear a T-shirt with that.
There's no natural progression to how kids sleep and what they sleep in,
Bubba.
Yeah, that's
really... No, but I'm saying, there kind of is. I think,
no.
I think there's only a couple different parameters.
I don't think there's this whole evolution of, how you sleep and what you sleep in. I think it's just... I think it's different for everybody.
I think it's kind of a family thing.
I think when you see what your dad's wearing, too, you kind of...
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking it's kind of a tradition as to, what your family, what your dad did and what his dad did, maybe, right?
Yeah, I see my dad walking around some tidy whities, so I figured that was what you do.
Like, my dad just wore his underwear around and didn't like to wear a T-shirt, and he would, wear his underwear around.
My dad didn't wear anything.
Your dad was nude.
Yeah.
So
was my mom.
Isn't a big deal.
Oh,
yo.
My goodness.
So was my mom. It's so fucked up.
Are you being real?
Yes.
Are you for real?
Yes.
No, oh Seth, God. For real.
They slept naked, yes.
Would they walk around the house naked?
No, but my mom, was not very... She had a hard time closing the robe.
All right, so the jugs? Would you see the mom's jugs?
I've seen them. Yeah, I saw them a lot.
I've seen my mom's tits, too.
Okay, I don't want to call them tits, man.
Oh.
Boobies.
Jesus.
I've seen my mom's...
Udders?
I've seen my mom's hangers.
I know. Yeah, I've seen them. I saw my Nana's silver bush one day when she got in the shower in her shower cap. I've seen things, Bubba.
Me too.
I'm not okay.
Me too. My mom, one time I saw her vagina hair.
Yeah.
And there was nothing there. Like, it, as you get older, I think it starts getting a little sparse.
Well, no.
You've made it well known that your mom and sister are known as the Sparse Girls.
Yeah, so my mom said, my mom came up with that. We're the part of the Sparse Girls.
Right.
So my mom, I don't think my mom, either one, she's getting old and she can't grow it, or two, she's always liked to keep it shaved because I've never seen my mom bushed out.
When was the last time you saw your mom's pubic mound?
Probably 20 years.
Thanksgiving.
A week ago, Thursday, today.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I've never seen my, I think I've seen my sister's vagina.
I bet you have.
And what did it look like?
Hers was a little more hairier than my mom's.
Mm. When did you last see that one?
I feel as if you're interrogating.
Also Thanksgiving,
me.
Same answer.
Can I just say, I've now because of my issues, I found it very important. I wear pants all the time around my daughter. And so does my wife, and we all continue to wear clothes around our daughter.
Absolutely, that's great.
Yeah, my parents did too.
Yeah,
Lummy's clapping.
It's like I sleep naked, and then like my daughter comes running in like in the morning and trying to like rip the covers off to like get up, and I'm like, hold on,
she's a wild woman.
I'm like, yeah, hold on, I gotta get my guy, hand daddy his shorts.
At some point, everyone's seen their parents naked.
But this is when I was into my teens.
Oh.
This is not like just a little kid
thing.
So
you would see your mom's tits and stuff well into being a teenager.
Again.
I think that's super cool.
It's like, just a body.
That's like, there's some cool ass hippies. You know, like they're like free love, man.
They weren't hippies, Bubba. They weren't hippies.
We're the Kushners,
they weren't even, they weren't close to hippies.
Free love.
They were, another problem.
I remember I had a friend in high school that like I couldn't go over to his house because his parents would just walk around the house naked all the time.
Yeah.
Like at all times. Like,
is that's a nudist then? I mean, you're a full-blown nudist.
They didn't go outside at all like that. But
Birdo Birds of 4,000 bits.
Like if they were inside, they were naked.
So Seth, it's just the way your mom and dad roll around. They like to sleep nude. It's not a big deal.
But we would go like, and I think I talked about this on my past radio show, but we would go like in the pool when we were, you know, like older. Me and my brothers and my dad, like, we'd all be naked in the pool playing, like, you know, pool basketball and pool baseball and stuff.
With your wieners hanging out?
Yeah.
Like, how old
was
the
box like?
Like, in, like, probably, like, high school.
Oh.
That's not.
But, I mean, like, I was in high school. My brother was a year younger than my other brother was, like, I don't know, probably, like, 8.
Was it at nighttime or in the daytime?
It was daytime.
And your wings would just be out there as you're driving the paint? You got the wing hanging? I mean.
Driving the paint? No. If we were in the pool, you couldn't really see.
I know, but you're still bouncing around, you know, trying to get the ball and everything, and you're looking for a rebound?
Yeah.
Were you trying to dunk on guys?
I mean, did Micah go up for a rebound and lay his junk on your shoulder?
No. It wasn't like that. Nobody had that kind of ups.
Nobody's got that kind of ups.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the pool. It's very hard to do that.
How would your dad, like, corral you all to get naked and get in the pool? Like, hey, sons, let's all, you know, do our thing, you know?
Like, it was really, I guess it was like Bubba and Blitz said, like, my dad would be naked in the pool. Like, my dad would always be naked, and then, so I guess that's just... Well, you know,
come on in, boys.
Like, yeah, I mean, he wasn't from Alabama, but yeah, we would all get in the pool.
You know what? Hold on.
He wasn't from Alabama. Yeah, I mean,
on the surface, that sounds kind of weird, but who cares? It's just a body.
It is. It's actually Blitz. I'll tell you what. The more I reflect
about the wiener.
Let me tell you, the more I reflect on it, the more strange I think it is. Maybe as a parent, if I had a gaggle of kids, sons, daughters, I don't know. Luckily, I only have one. I don't have a whole baseball team. I don't know if we would be doing nude Olympics.
Oh no, I wouldn't either. Yeah. But whatever.
That was a
it's
different
a body,
era, though,
man.
Too.
It was like.
Remember, hold on.
It was like 99. That long ago?
But hold on. If you remember,
the Attitude Era. Yeah.
If you remember the Nirvana record, with the baby pool with the nude kid and his little wiener hanging out.
That kid's all fucked up.
But what I'm just saying is, like,
saw a dick.
Nobody thought anything about that. That was just art, and it was it wasn't. But
you haven't seen the Nirvana cover?
No.
Are you living under a rock?
I don't know.
But Seth, like, see, nobody looked at it and be like, oh man, you know, fucking Nirvana's into kids, and nobody thought of that.
Oh no, it was actually pretty controversial when they came out with it.
How old is the kid in the photo?
It's a baby.
Yeah, like.
And you see his
like months old.
Yeah, he's like 30.
Maybe somebody can send it to me. Maybe somebody can send it to me.
You can't do that.
Look, I'm not saying, I don't think you should post that on Instagram, but at the time, it's, you know.
What was the album called?
Nevermind.
One of their biggest albums ever.
Oh, I don't know any. I don't know album names. I'm sorry.
You weren't like you don't know about Nirvana. I mean,
I know grunge. I know Kurt Cobain. I know Courtney Love. I know things.
It's like one
Foo Fighter guy. What's his name?
So Blitz, I know you can't put this
Dave
up.
Girl.
Yeah,
Dave
it's
Grohl,
it's
sorry.
Like one of the most popular albums ever sold.
Yeah. Okay. Blitz, I'm gonna broadcast this.
That was Thriller.
Oh boy.
So don't show it, okay?
That was Thriller.
Let's hope the bisexual guy doesn't talk about Nirvana, or she's gonna leave real quick.
Blitz, I'm putting it up. Don't show it. I'm putting it up. Here we go. That was...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. I didn't know that he had a wang in there.
That kid's got a nice wang.
What do you mean? You can
Blitz,
see
why
it from
are you
right
trying to I know, but I'm
saying
like...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That.
You're right. You're right. You're Maybe... right. I didn't mean to.
Don't imitate me. Don't imitate me saying that, because I wouldn't say that.
No, I know.
And that's putting some heat on it.
You're right. You're right. That was uncalled for.
Imitate...
I take it all back.
I mean, I got a son and everything.
I got a son. Don't take it away. Was that the song that Rape Me was? Was that the album Rape Me was on, or was that another album? That is a lot of firepower coming out on one album.
Now, Blitz, how in the hell did I just do that?
I don't know. What'd you do?
What the hell?
Gosh, darn it!
Did you close everything?
Computer.
It was the Lord above.
He saw what was going on.
He's seen enough.
It's just like,
I mean, she has seen enough.
I minimize the Nirvana deal, and then
Well, let's sing songs of Nirvana to Anna while we're waiting for that to reload.
I know Nirvana songs.
Rape Me was not on that album.
Okay, good.
Was It Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yes, that is.
Yes. Our Shape Box.
Come As You Are, Lithium, Poly, Breed, In Bloom.
You ever turned on the radio in town?
I'm Sad, that song.
I'm Sad?
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not a song, it's just how you feel.
Sponge, are you okay, baby? You need a rub down?
Mad. God, fuck.
Something in the
Don't
way.
Don't be mad. Do you want another apple?
No, it's just
Stop trying to feed him apples. What the fuck?
God, fucking A.
This bitch with her apples.
I'm trying to help you.
Fucking A. Like, I'm trying to keep... No longer have to be a radio show. You got to be a fucking IT expert, too. Ridiculous.
Oh, sorry. Fucked up with Heart Shaped Box, by the way. Not on that album. My bad.
It's not.
Fuck.
Fucking Nirvana. Fact checkers. Fuck.
How do they take Blitz? How does it all just go away? How does it all? I mean, how does it just fucking go away? There's just got to be some simple setting.
So, did you close it or minimize it?
I just minimized it.
Okay, so in your other screen,
my right or my left?
It'd be your right screen.
Yeah.
Right click on the Chrome icon.
Yeah.
Is it? Because I can't see it, but is it right there?
Restore previous sessions.
Yeah.
If that's all it says, then yeah.
Should I leave? Oh. I feel like everything was running well until
Gosh,
I got in here.
Damn it. Fuck me running.
God, you had to bring up that damn
fuck!
Nirvana cover.
Did I bring it up?
No, I did. Shut the fuck up, Lummy. Now you're making me feel bad about it.
Yeah, Lummy. And you're...
I didn't say you, Bob. I was saying Sam.
I don't need these fucking
You
screens.
Know what? If Anna had actually fucking seen shit in her life, we would have never had to do that.
It's Anna's fault. If she actually knew what cover it was, then we wouldn't be in
there.
Yeah,
she doesn't know shit about the music.
Is going
it's
on.
Only fucking about DJ Frizz. DJ Frizz, there's no other music in life. He was probably influenced by Nirvana.
Yeah, probably.
Jesus.
He ruined Bubba's day.
Bitch.
Correct right, yourself.
So, as you're a kid, somewhere along the line, you make a determination as to what you're going to wear in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think your parents probably help you out a little bit on the decision, you know, however you like. If you're fat, you're probably not to wear so much because it makes you hot and blah, blah, blah. And back when you were a kid, you ever notice, Blitz, like you really didn't fucking freak out over the thermostat when you were a kid?
Not really.
Pretty much got used to it. Like, I didn't really have any.
As a kid, you didn't have a choice. Usually your dad was like, I'll kill you if you touch it.
Yeah, so, you know, you never really played, you really couldn't control the thermostat much.
No.
Make it hotter or colder because that was your dad's gig.
Yep.
Boy, thermostats mean a lot to men. You ever notice
thermostats
that?
Thermostats and remote controls.
Like, women could give a fuck about a thermostat.
No one is too cold and they want to turn it
what
up.
What do you mean women give a fuck about thermostats?
Yeah, we care.
They care a lot about thermostats.
We care. We like to be warm and toasty.
Yeah, but
these,
I will not.
These modern women don't.
Yeah, not back in the
their
day.
Rights.
Women were not allowed to
women
touch
are
the
very,
thermostat.
No, women are very cold these days, Bubba.
There's two things I don't want you fucking with. Don't fuck with my thermostat and don't fuck with my remote control.
Exactly.
Other than that, you can do whatever the fuck
that
you want.
That was always a guy's thing.
Troglodyte guy said dads can smell a thermostat change across town.
That's
true.
They can't. I swear to God, I can go, Tyler, what? Did you turn the air up 2 degrees?
Yeah. You do that around here.
Like you. We can become so sensitive.
There's every thermostat has a note on it. Don't turn above X amount of
touch
degrees.
Anything.
Yeah, don't touch nothing
touch
around here. My fucking thermostat game's strong. So anyway, I think maybe like in middle school, I just started sleeping with my underwear. Because that's what my dad did. And, you know, that's what I did.
Okay.
So then all through, you know, high school, I was an underwear kind of guy. Because I always had, like, I live with my parents. And my sister, and so, like, you just couldn't sit there with your wang hanging out. So you always had to have underwear on. Well, then I got to college, and I didn't have a roommate. The guy that was supposed to be my roommate was from Greece. His name was Tasos, and he lasted 2 weeks. And he got homesick and left. And so they didn't put a new person in with me because he'd pay for all year. So they didn't put a new person in with me. So I had a kind of a cool thing. I had a room with just me. And because usually you have to have a roommate.
Yeah.
And so I had a roommate for like 2 weeks. And then this Tasos motherfucker leaves. And I got a single room. Jones Hall.
Did you see his dick?
Room 513.
Tasos?
Yeah, he had an uncircumcised dick.
Fucking weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he smoked.
Oh, God. He's probably dead now.
He smoked cigarettes, and you could smoke in your room back there.
Oh, that's great.
And
you probably got a lawsuit on your hands, Bubba.
Yeah.
How was that? What would you do? Just hang out while Tasos and his uncut ween were smoking cigs?
No, but
just had to take it?
No. He would open the window up, and the windows were big. They were like, the windows were like the size of the door. There was like four of them, and they all slid. They were all sliders, and there were like 6 foot windows. Okay, and as soon as you open them up, then there was the courtyard. Right?
How high up were you?
I was on the fifth floor.
Okay,
and it was like 12 floors tall. And but as soon as you opened up your windows, your curtains, then their courtyard was right down there where everybody gathers. Yep. And picnic, all that kind of deal. So Tasos would smoke. And open up the windows, and even in the winter. Yeah, this is it. How did you find this?
Oh, it's my handy dandy Ask Jeeves.
Oh my God!
Don't lie, Bubba. Or don't lie, Lummy. You zoomed it, or you binged it.
I binged it. Yeah.
But hold on, I can show you. Let me see. That would have been 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. This was my room right here.
Holy shit.
Right there was my room. Can you see it?
Lummy, tell me that amazing. Tell me you've got Tasos about to come into the studio to really set this fucking bit off.
So Blitz, you can see down here. I guess it's not the courtyard. It's kind of it's the parking lot, but anyway.
Where you're driving your baby blue Maverick?
Yes, baby blue Maverick. So wait till you hear this story now. Now all of these quads, all these things, they connected to this middle cafeteria here. Okay, right in there. And this is where you came in and out of the building right here. This is Jones Hall.
This is Indiana State, or?
Yeah, this is Indiana State.
All right.
So Tasos, for two weeks I have a roommate. He then leaves. Well, I'm thinking, and I used to sleep in my underwear just with Tasos there, and he slept in his underwear, whatever. And he had the top bunk, and I had the bottom because I was bigger than him.
Oh, my God.
And so when he left, I called security and maintenance, and they came and took the extra bunk bed out. And
nice.
So now I'm like fucking really spread out. So yeah. I start sleeping nude. I'm like, I don't have a fucking roommate. I'm all by myself in here. It's easier to jack off. Like, it's just fucking, rubbing against the fucking sheets.
I mean, heaven
everything.
Forbid if you have to jack off, you have to take your shorts off first.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Like, I never got a chance to sleep nude before, and now this is my chance. So I start sleeping nude. This is like December of 1984.
Do you ever wonder about Tasos and where he is?
No,
you think about him?
About that guy. I didn't like him at all. He was a fucking dick. Smoked Marlboro Lights or whatever the fuck and make. As soon as you got the fucking elevator, but he was like the only dude that smoked. The black guys down the hall smoked weed. And
the Q Fi guys?
Yeah, the Q Sci Fi till the day. The Q Dog smoked weed. Cool as fuck. And this nerd was smoking cigarettes.
And you didn't smoke shit back then, did you?
No, I ate. I hate. And so fast forward to February of 1985. Now, two times a year, Indiana State, I don't know if it's a requirement now, but you have to have a fire drill two times, one in each semester. And it's all like it's sanctioned, by the university. And it's like it's a real fucking fire.
Back
drill.
When fires were the only things we had to worry about.
Right. And so, man, they were really, really, really strict because they'd do a fire drill and the kids would not come out of their rooms. They would get really fucking mad. And so they had a master key that they could get in if they wanted to. And so they did this. So February of 1985, now it's cold outside. It's like 20 degrees. And it's like a Sunday night, about 2 in the morning. and somebody pulled the fire drill. Somebody pulled the alarm, and it wasn't a sanctioned fire drill. It was a real fucking fire.
Tasos, that ass fuck.
So somebody pulled. Now, he's gone. He's gone.
Well, he's gone, Bubba.
He's gone.
He came back to fuck you in your sleep.
I'm sleeping nude right here in fucking room 513, sleeping nude, and the fire alarm goes off. Well, I peek outside, and nobody, it seems like none of the kids are going, because all the kids would leave out of this entrance right here, and they would all gather right here until it was all clear to go back in. So there'd be a whole wad of kids right here, right underneath my room. And nobody's gathering around. So I say, fuck it, I go back to sleep. And next thing you know.
Nude still?
Nude, yeah, I'm nude.
Yep.
And next thing you know, the fire alarm's still going off. And they're now saying, everybody out of the building, everybody out of the building, because they now think that it's a fire. They don't think it's a pulled alarm. They think it's a fire like in the generator room or some bullshit. And now everybody is outside. But I don't know, because I never fucking went back and looked out the window. So I'm nude, laying in my bed, and all of a sudden I hear it pounding on my window.
On your window?
On my window.
From outside?
From outside. There's somebody fucking pounding on my window from the outside.
Five stories up?
Right here. I'm right here, and I'm like, how the fuck can somebody be pounding on my window? So I jump out of bed, I don't put any underwear on, and I fucking open up the blinds, just like, I, you know, like that. I go to open up. They have the ladder truck with the fucking spotlight and the whole, like, 400 fucking kids, and I'm sitting there with my, like this, my little
with your bug hanging out.
With my little ween, and everybody fucking starts cracking up. Oh, my, because there's a spot, they're coming to get.
They're laughing at your ween?
They're thinking that there's a.
How long did you put it on display for? Some fucking pants.
I just want to guess. I opened it up.
And then he froze.
And I just like, what the fuck? There's a fireman right there. The fucking spotlight's on me. And I'm looking down there. There's 300 kids. Like, what? And I'm fucking nude with my little fucking wiener about that big hanging out.
What were you drinking to go to sleep back then? NyQuil?
I don't know.
Tylenol PM? What would knock you out back then?
And so they say, hurry. So listen to this. Listen to this. They make me, rather than say, okay, he's here and accounted for, we can all go back in. They're like, no, you have to come out. So I put a robe on. Try to put some, and that's all I had. And my robe didn't fit. Right. You know, it was open like maybe Elisa's would. It was a little bit open in the middle there.
Yeah.
And so I go downstairs, and every girl and every guy, I'm the laughing stock of the entire fucking Jones.
Was it because you had a small ding, or was it just because of the whole?
Because,
I mean, if you were well presented, then they wouldn't have been laughing. They would have been like, oh shit,
yeah,
here
if
he
I would have been like Todd Eckerd.
Big Dick Clem.
There was a guy named Todd Eckerd, and he played on the football team. He was
Scrub?
No. He was a white guy.
That's Rick.
Right. And he had the biggest fucking dick ever, to the point where girls would want to fuck him based on the lore of his dick.
God, yeah.
Now if I'd open up the windows and I was laying like Todd Eckerd, fuck. But I was laying like the fucking Nirvana baby.
So I was like, fuck.
I mean, I was laying like the fucking Nirvana baby. And so now Seth, I have to come out here with my robe and wait here while they clear the building, and all of this area's got kids. They're like, hey, Bubba Clem, fucking little dick bitch.
They called you little dick bitch.
Oh, yeah, and the black guys were like, man, what's up with that dick, bro? Oh, hey, man. Bubba. Hey, Bubba, man, what's up with that dick?
They saw the funky shingling, all right?
I mean, because what?
Hey, Clem, what's up with that dick?
What was your response?
When someone says what's up with that dick, you can't say anything, good or bad. There's nothing you can say.
No, like Tinky.
I don't know. What's up with that dick?
Girls would go like Tinky Winky and every fucking thing. Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
no.
It was fucking traumatic. So to this
How come day, you didn't throw yourself out that window,
I should have. I should have. I should have jumped into that fireman's arms and took them both off the fucking scaffolding and landed on this fucking oak tree right here and been done with it.
They said they had to save some small dick defensive lineman at Indiana State
there
that
was
night.
A fucking I opened up my window.
That's the real reason why you're only there for one semester.
Is that why you leave your windows open at night? Because you're secretly hoping that a firefighter will come they save you?
They sent a fucking ladder truck and a fireman ready to come through my window to fucking...
Well, they probably sent the fat guys in there. You know, we might not be able to get out.
I don't know.
The real question was there even a fucking fire?
No, there wasn't a fucking fire.
No, Tasos came back from the dead to fucking pull the alarm.
I'll tell you what I will do. I will be able to expose Bubba's tiny Nirvana dick. I'll pull the thing and then the fire. You would have never in a million years predicted that they would have even done that. Like,
that's
what the
like
fuck?
A frat prank back then. There was no felony for pulling the fire alarm, was there?
I don't know.
I mean, you were just pulling it. It was like no big deal.
But yeah, and so that was February. And Blitz, I didn't go back the next semester because I oddly enough flunk out. I mean, who wants to go to school?
Everyone calling you little weenie.
Little dick clam.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That is traumatic.
And my dick ain't that little, but when you get right the fuck out of...
It is
getting,
cold, Bubba.
When you're
22
getting,
degrees.
I know
when
about
you're
shrinkage.
Getting right, when you're getting
I mean,
right
can,
out of
I
bed.
I can vouch for you, Clem. It's not that small.
Yeah, I mean, when you're getting yeah. right out of bed, and somebody's... First of all, you're like, what is... How can somebody be pounding on my window five floors up?
No
is
shit.
There, are fucking the guys
Spider-Man
next door on the fucking ledge?
Yeah, Spider-Man out
I didn't
there?
Even do fucking... I didn't even do drugs back then. I mean, I couldn't even been hallucinating that there was Spider-Man out there. I don't even know that Spider-Man was around in 86, the movie.
The comic was.
Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
We're good. How are you?
Good, good. Just want to preface this by saying I'm the guy that was pumping up Seth the other day because I love Seth. He's the man. He's great. Made the show 100 times better. But I feel like the guy's name, it's like that guy from Harry Potter, the name you don't speak of, Tuttle. Is that not going to be brought up, what he said the other day about Seth?
Well, we don't care.
I don't care what Tuttle said about Seth. I
mean, I'm just
saying. Hold on. It's a big fucking whodunit to you, but it ain't a whodunit to me, kid.
Oh, what'd he say?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know, but I mean. We also know that Tuttle goes off saying stuff just so that. We'll talk about him. That's it.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
And you right. fucking fell for it. So I don't care what the fuck he said. It's the official ruling.
Tuttle knows how to work, and that's what he's doing.
The fuck out of here. So that's my phobia about sleeping nude, is that I just had such a fucking absolutely traumatic experience that I will not sleep nude. Like, I just won't sleep nude.
I'm sorry that happened to
you. What you wear now is pretty close to nude.
What do you wear?
Just underwear.
Underwear.
Just underwears. Hmm. What does everybody wear? Like, Lummy, what do you wear? I wear just my underwear.
It's either underwear or naked, depending on the time.
All right, so don't look at me like I'm Mr.
Johnny. Oh, no, I was just asking. I don't judge you at all.
I either wear a light shirt and, like, basketball shorts or boxers, or if I'm with somebody, nothing.
Yeah. Nude?
Yeah.
What about you, Seth?
Naked.
Nude?
Yeah.
Do you lazy dog, Phoebs?
I'm sorry?
What's lazy dog?
Do you lazy
put
dog?
Put your penis on top of her. Like,
no,
no, that's
God,
not,
no.
Lummy, that's not lazy dog.
What's lazy dog?
What's lazy dog?
You guys don't fuck lazy dog? Oh, I love fucking lazy
dog.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like on the side.
Dog, yeah.
Side by side.
I think it's called, I do think that's called lazy
okay,
dog.
Okay, well, I didn't know that you meant fucking.
It's hard for me to maneuver from that position.
Oh, but once you get it in, then you can fucking hold on.
I know. Well, I mean, for guys that don't aren't that,
pop the head.
For guys that aren't that well hung, that's not a great position. You got to be a little long for that one.
You know what? But once you get in, you can kind of pop the head a little bit, and it feels good. Pew, pew, pew.
I don't know. Head.
I feel like I just get on
fuck
top
boy.
And go to fucking town.
Yeah.
Pop the head, fuck boy.
Okay. Good God, help me.
Pop the head.
Pop the head.
Come on, Seth. Pop the head.
Yeah, pop
the head, fuck boy.
Pop the head, fuck boy.
That's my text to you today now. We send each other really disturbing texts, but that's what I'm sending to Seth today. Pop the head, fuck boy.
Oh, I'll do it, Big Daddy.
Let me, Anna, what do you wear? I feel like you wear, like, flannel.
No, I don't. I wore clothes last night, but I haven't been lately. Just been.
Even with your snatch hanging out?
Well, yeah, that's naked, right?
Doll.
Do snatches hang?
I mean,
some do. Mine don't.
Your Barbie doll vagina?
Yeah.
Does it?
What? What do you want to ask?
Nothing.
Oh. I think I know what you're going to ask.
Then answer it without.
No, it doesn't hang.
No, it wasn't what I was going to
ask. Oh, okay.
Hanging.
You did sniffle when you said that, though.
Me?
No, Bubba did.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't insinuating she's got a smelly one.
Okay, because no. That's what you...
I have a little bit of the sniffles right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
I was looking more towards like, how's it groomed?
Oh, she's
No, I'm bald.
Yeah, she's said that many times.
You're bald?
I'm bald. I shave like every like 2 or 3 days.
She shaves more than she washes her hair.
Yeah, for sure.
And fucks.
Oh yeah. Well, for
hello.
Sure.
Basketball shorts, surf trunks. Never ever sleep nude because my junk's way too small and I'm too insecure about it. Secondly, Bubba Blitz, you guys need to check out this chick on Instagram named Hannah Barron. I promise you guys will not be disappointed.
Oh, is that the chick that fish?
Girl.
Is it the chick that catfishes?
The catfish.
Oh yeah, we've talked about her before.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you Facebook me about her?
I follow that hot bitch.
Yes. Okay, yes, okay.
That country hot bitch.
I just figured that'd be right up your guys' alley.
She's a straight country hot fire.
She's a noodler.
She was on Fighter and the Kid the other day, which is another podcast out there, but she was amazing.
I thought they canceled that.
I love her.
No, Brian Cal's doing it. Yeah. Brian's not on it anymore.
No, it's just
Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, but
it's just Brendan, and he's got two little like cronies on the side, and then he has guests in all the time still.
Yep.
So, but Bubba, you need to check this chick out. She is smoking hot.
I think we've talked about her before.
Blitz is gonna send me a link, but I know you're talking about.
Why did he say she's a catfish?
No, she catches catfish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She goes into like.
I'm sorry.
She goes. Hold on.
5'2".
But here's what she does, Anna. She goes underwater. She dives underwater, puts her hand in the catfish's mouth, and pulls it out.
This is straight fucking hot.
Yeah, that's how she knew.
She is straight bitch. She is straight money.
Dude, I've been following her for a long time.
Trust me. Big catfish. Oh, okay.
Blitz has been jacking off to her since I was 6.
Yeah, I have.
Please.
Are big catfish like a delicacy?
I went into that lady the other day, and I just wanted to bring it all to your attention. No. Have a great day, Power Peg. Hello.
Oh my God, she just like ate a raw fish.
No, hold on.
Oh my God, that happens to sushi.
Y'all ready? I don't know.
I don't eat sushi.
I love that accent too.
Y'all ready? I don't know if I am.
That's what the Alabama fucking Wildcat's gonna be when
have
she grows up.
Headphones on.
What's that?
It's got a Sounder on it.
Oh, okay.
What's the art to catching catfish with your hands? Like, is
you
it,
stick it in a deep hole and hope
it bites.
Yeah,
you stick it in the hole, and let it bite your arm.
What's the demand for catfish, Lummy, for giant catfish like that?
Not much.
God. No,
so they're
yeah, really?
These are huge.
She just does it for sport.
Joe, just for sport, okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to see what this
one is. Oh, my God.
She just pulled that one out.
Not owning it out at all.
Is she 18?
Yes. If she's 18, I'm thinking really 90, bad stuff right now.
She's 96. She's probably 24.
She's 24. Okay.
And I love that fucking heel jack accent.
Well, yeah, she's from Alabama.
Anyway, listen to this. This is straight Alabama.
I think this is a 40-pound. That's what they're going to call that, a 40-pound fish, but it ain't.
Hannah just real short.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it just looks big. It just looks big. It ain't going
to... Hey, now. Steel
butt. I don't have teeth, though.
Well, it kind of.
Wow.
But yeah, not. I mean, it's like sandpaper.
Yep.
What did it say?
27.2.
That's pretty good size.
I want to hear her talk. Hold on.
I said 28.
Close
enough. Oh.
Could you see the screen?
Mm-hmm.
That right there is a 27-pound fish.
Can they kill it? Can they put a nail through its head and just end its life?
But I just sent you one where she actually catches it.
So she probably just throws it back in.
Really?
Yeah, they throw it back in to get bigger.
Oh, that's hot.
This was her digging. She's digging for a watch.
She has, on Instagram alone, she's got 800,000 followers.
As she should.
Gas on it, girl. Gas on it.
Who's this? Is this her dad or boyfriend?
I think it's her boyfriend.
Or owner.
She used to do it with her dad.
Now Paul's out of the way.
Looks like she's got another thing coming.
Bubba, it looks like she's giving birth. I mean, this is very odd.
This is funny. Watch. I mean, this is fucking crazy. Watch.
Yeah, she's so hot.
She's in dig.
Go!
Get it, girl. Now, that's a fish right there.
Heck yeah.
Now, that's a woman. That is a woman right there.
Sure is.
God!
Oh, man, you lonesome right there, kid. Good fish.
What is he saying?
I don't know.
That is,
we need
to
read subtitles.
Yeah.
You see it, Ryan?
Ryan, what you doing over there?
What?
This bitch needs her own TV show immediately, but I would watch it every day.
That's a good fish.
Take her to the dirt track. Put her on a grader.
Oh, yeah.
All right, kid.
Put her on something.
Yes, good fish.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Put her on the D.
She's got 276,000 subscribers on YouTube. Not too bad.
Need to get her on the
air. Oh my God, that's huge. Oh God.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
That's an old video.
See, look, hey, yeah. Seth, how cool would it be as after you went and saw this girl and she said, "I appreciate you." Appreciate y'all.
Oh,
appreciate
I'm not, y'all. Bubba, I don't have a catfish boner like you do for at all.
I don't
all,
either.
Right?
This chick is hot.
I'm just, the whole thing is, I'm just taking it in. She's got a great physique and she's hot. I'm just wondering, like.
What if you walk in and Phoebe goes, appreciate you? Fucking say it.
That would
fucking say it.
I'd be like, where the fuck's my wife?
Seth.
I'd take that bitch out on the four-wheeler instantly.
Appreciate you, fucking Seth.
Where's a wife that really appreciates me?
I appreciate you, Seth.
I know you do, but what about my woman?
I appreciate.
Where are you from?
Said.
Who? Me or you? I'm from San Diego, bitch. Where the fuck you from?
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, that little smile.
The fuck?
I love that bitch. I absolutely love that. Look at that. Look at that. Straight beautiful.
Appreciate y'all.
She's super cute.
Is
how about
not
this one, Bubba?
Cute.
Look at that one.
She is super cute.
Yeah, she's cute. That's...
Oh, hold on. Netflix.
She got your telephone
pole. She went out there and got me my telephone pole. Oh,
she appreciates
you. It's a good woman. You go, listen, honey, when I get off of work, you better have them telephone poles loaded up, ready to go.
She would, too. God. Was that a K&N sticker on the truck?
Yeah, she's got herself a K&N. Look at her. How old is she, Blitz?
24.
Oh, hold on, let's see what she's saying here.
Well, I'm Hannah Barron, and as you know, we're getting very close to election time this year.
Oh, hold
and on. I myself am making it a big priority to be around so I can get out and exercise.
Look at the legs on her.
Yeah, but that accent's hot for about four words, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me hear this Biden endorsement.
I feel like it is very important for my voice to be heard, but I also feel like it's important for your voice to be heard as well.
Listen, go out and catch me some catfish and stop the talking.
Hold on, convince me, baby. I'm here.
And in 2016, studies show that only 50% of hunters actually got out and voted.
So, what kind of fucking stat is that?
One out of every 200 stayed home now.
What kind of fucking status
that was? One out of every 200 stayed home.
To be honest, I don't give a fuck what she says.
Yeah.
For a little extra incentive for y'all to get out and vote, I've teamed up with Hunt the Vote and Gator Coolers to give away a custom 45-quart Gator Cooler.
Man, I liked her just digging out, ficking.
Oh, my God.
It's got a Hunt the Vote lid with an American flag. And a cutting board on the inside.
These chicks are not good at selling shit on Instagram.
No.
To enter the giveaway, all you have to do is go to huntthevote.org and sign a pledge saying that this November...
I sent you a workout video.
Man.
Lummy, can you do that for me?
I feel like this is getting weird.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's getting weird.
Dr. Dan can.
Dude, look at that.
So what is she? Is a jack of all trades? Like, she squats, she...
She's hot. That's all that matters.
Oh,
that's all that matters.
You can be the man that you're not.
I broke my brand new dang band.
That's too fat. Happens.
I'm kind of over her.
What? That was fast.
I mean, it's just like, you know.
Well, I told you, that accent's really hot for about four words.
Yeah, like, it looks like she's changed. I want this girl back.
I think she's like,
Mom, what you doing over
really
there?
Young in this one. What year was that video posted?
It was 2019.
Oh, okay.
That's a good fish.
Yep.
Huh?
I think stardom's gotten to her.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. I mean, she's changed, Bubba. She's not like the Hill Jack that we used to know.
Oh, right. Where can I get one of these? Blitz, look.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, the off-road wheelchair?
Off-road wheelchair.
Those things are expensive.
Oh, my God. That's like what Johnny Five had from Short Circuit.
Oh, my God.
Wherever that movie was.
You're right.
Johnny
Five. Right, remember? Yeah, Johnny Five? Yeah, he was fucking rolling like that.
You brought out the Johnny Five reference,
That movie
brother.
Was great. Short Circuit 1 and 2.
God, let me... that's the workout deal.
I'm still looking at her Instagram. You know I follow it.
I think we're pretty much done for the day. I think I was able to officially tell you why I'm afraid to sleep naked.
Mm-hmm.
I think we. How does Reagan sleep?
I think she sleeps with clothes on most of the time.
Yeah, unless somebody's over there visiting or she's rubbing calves.
Perhaps.
Then nude.
I don't know. I don't go in unannounced ever. So
ever.
unannounced, that's rude.
Yeah, that's
you know,
that's
just barge into someone's room.
Like when you do an announcement, is there a two courtesy knock?
I really never go into her room.
Do you just
room.
Text her if you need her?
Yeah.
Like I bust into my son's room all the time.
Yeah, well, she's not my child, so.
Have you plugged in the Hitachi?
No.
Oh, are you ever gonna?
I don't
we're
know.
Pulling for you on it.
All right, maybe I'll change it up.
I mean, we're just pulling for it. Like, I just want
I know,
you to know
it's
we're
just
not,
in my closet.
Yeah, we're not trying to.
Anna, Anna.
Yabba dabba doo.
What?
Was that a Flintstones gimmick?
It was like a beat to the drum all day. Oh. Todd Rundgren, Friday.
Can't we root for Anna? Like, we are rooting for her to just, like, get some dick and change her whole demeanor.
Have you ever used a toy, Bubba?
There's, but
on yourself?
Seth, that's exactly the mantra. Tell it again one more time.
I want you to get some dick and change your whole demeanor, baby.
There you go. Have I ever used a...
Yeah, like maybe on your balls or something?
Yeah, I have.
Did it feel good?
Well, I didn't... I used the auto suck one time.
Yeah, the auto blow.
And it was it was horrible.
The auto blow.
I feel like you've maybe told me about this before.
We did. We talked about it a few weeks ago.
It's not the pocket pussy?
No. Like the fleshlight, you mean?
Yeah, it's not a fleshlight.
I was getting a little bit of the boner in the deal, but then the mechanical sound got me out of my game. I'm like, man, it's like I'm fucking
R2-D2 here. They got a new one out, Sponge, that supposedly is quieter and works better.
Yeah, I
feel like
it's
like the Tesla of whatever that is.
I was fucking a robot.
Well, you are. That's okay.
Yeah. But no, I did. I used it one time, and I just like say, fuck this. It seemed like it was very cumbersome. Like you're putting like a shoebox on your dick or something. I can just jack off and be. I mean, I can get a good nut that way.
Right.
Are you trying to find out what the gay guy that you're into is going to like?
Yeah.
So kinda...
I'm fishing around.
Your gay guy is going to probably.
He's not gay. He's bi.
So he says.
Okay. So your bi guy.
Bi guy.
You're going to have to determine as to within the bi world.
Yeah.
What does he like? Like, is he the boy or the girl?
I don't know. This is uncharted territory, Bubba. So you know, we'll learn together, I suppose.
Have you asked any of these questions?
I've asked a few questions about doms and subs. It sounds like he was both, so I'm assuming he's given and he's also taken. I know. Listen, it's whatever. Holes are holes, guys. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm over it. I'll take bye, guy.
We're not where you. I'm not where you are.
I'm there now.
I know you are.
Mentally, I'm defeated and deflated.
What if bye guy end up, you go out with him?
Yeah.
Super fucking cool. You got a good vibe.
Dude, that would be fucking...
No, honey, you got a good vibe.
That would be a rough decision, yeah.
You got a good vibe. You guys are going back.
Yeah.
You fucking start making out.
Okay. I feel like I'm not going to be... That's seared on my brain.
What do you mean?
Like, I'll just start thinking about him with, you know, another guy. I don't know.
We're hoping that you make out with bye guy.
I know.
We're hoping that this date goes off and that you guys.
I mean, so far he has not yet asked me to hang out, so he can sense I'm pulling away.
What if he said this?
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay.
You know, I like to fuck.
Yeah.
And you know
that's a given. But yeah, go ahead.
No, but like, so after dinner, can we fuck?
And I'm the boyfriend. Can I watch? Please.
Can I bring my boyfriend? Can I bring my boyfriend over to watch
this? Yeah,
hi.
Why not? Yeah, let's go.
What if he said,
watch me just completely unravel and be like, you know what, fuck it, let's go.
Oh, that's a good porn name. Watch her unravel.
She'll be doing crackling in the alleyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a
be
fast...
pregnant.
Yeah, a fast downfall.
So...
I feel it in my bones.
But what if he said, like, he was just super cool. He's like, hey, I like to fuck. You want to fuck?
No, I'm not... Bubba, no. I can't just...
Don't act like...
He's got to get a STD test.
I work slower than most.
Let him turn it out.
I don't want to turn anything anywhere.
Get some dick and change that demeanor.
Is he kind of a bitch?
I mean, that was inappropriate. You can't say that.
Yeah,
that
was Lummy. That was really.
Yeah, that hurts coming from
Lummy.
You, Lummy.
That was really fucking rude, man.
Yeah.
Lummy,
like, how dare you?
You don't have that standing with her, Lummy.
Yeah.
Just because you're the TV champ, we're not on TV anymore. We're off. This isn't, you know. You're,
I know. I'm
we're
the
doing a
man
hey, we're doing a high school in Grand Rapids right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
So
I know I'm the little man on.
We're doing a fucking high school in Oshkosh, motherfucker. We're not even on TV.
I'm the little man on the totem pole. She can talk shit to me all day long.
That's not true.
I gotta take
you get mad.
Just like on Clem's Clubhouse. It's cool.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that turned around quickly.
Clem's Clubhouse really fucking ruined some people.
I think you can cut on her. I just don't think you can go Zika-headed bitch. I'm
well, because
you...
I set to, and then everyone paused, so I felt like that was needed, but I was wrong, so I will be never saying it ever again.
You read the room wrong, kid.
I read the room really wrong.
A very much a rookie move.
Yep.
It's okay.
I'm not in the Sun Dome. I'm in the floor.
Can you tell her to get some dick and change her demeanor? Only I can say that.
You can only say that. I cannot say that.
Can he say it, Bubba?
Yeah, he could say that.
Oh, she'll find that mean for me, so.
Can I hear you say it? Would it be naughty?
Yeah. Anna, go get some fucking dick. Change your demeanor.
Let me.
I don't like your tone. I don't like your tone.
Seth said it kind of in a flirty,
friendly sort of like a pep rally kind of way.
Wait, the first time he said he was kind of like gangster about it.
That's cool.
Lummy, you're just being cooler than
that. Was uncalled for. You're being really rude.
Oh,
get some dick and change that demeanor, girl.
Yeah, he's like, he's my hype man. You're like cutting me down.
Oh, my God. Hey, Anna.
Yeah.
Why don't you go get some dick this weekend and change that demeanor? You'll be the best person ever.
Now that's like sympathy.
Yeah, now you're just pitting me.
All right, just go get some dick, jeez.
we can work with that. I'm going to try. I don't know anymore.
Poor Lummy. Can't do anything right.
You're just a nasty man, Lummy. Warren.
He's got his head down.
Did you win money on that Pittsburgh game yesterday?
No.
Oh, no.
Do you ever win money? It seems like we always talk about you losing money.
I know. That's why it's got to be tough rolling around with everything just the shits.
Mm.
Everything's just the shits for you, buddy.
I know.
What do you got going good right now, buddy, besides this job?
The Bucks are on a bye week.
Relationship.
The other day I was at Publix and I had $10 left. I bought a scratch-off ticket and $100.
That's good for you, boys.
Being the degenerate gamble that he is, it really fucking freaks him out. So you got a good relationship, and you like being here.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
That's about it. I talked to my therapist the other day about it. There's really not much going on.
What did you say to your therapist?
My life sucks. Besides my relationship and you, Bubba, in this place.
What did he suggest, or what did him or her suggest?
Stronger medicine.
He said to stop being so passive.
Yeah, Lummy was straight up with me and asked me something yesterday. Like, you know, it was good.
What?
Nice.
What did he ask you?
Oh, that's a private conversation. Sorry.
Lummy, you got a therapist. How long you been going to a therapist?
I don't know, a couple months.
Do you tell them that you play this Stockholm gimmick at work? Or
no, I really don't get into it with them. I
he doesn't tell
him
to play the Stockholm gimmick. He says he really is Stockholm.
Therapists don't understand radio.
Can you imagine trying to explain to a professional, hey, listen, I play a Stockholm victim at work. I'd be like, what?
Do they listen to the show?
No, I'm not going to tell them about the show either.
Well, I mean, you tell them about your life, which involves the show.
No, I don't tell them anything about that.
Lummy's getting defensive.
They gotta know that you work for.
No,
they don't know that.
Oh, they know that. Yes, that part. But they don't know what
station. I would tune in. I would tune in if I was them.
You're not allowed as a therapist.
But Lummy, that's part of getting the diagnosis correct. Yeah. Is knowing what you got going on in your life.
Knowing is half the battle.
Lummy, they have to know everything in order to be able to get you, you know, back to center, kid.
What's the best piece of advice they've given you?
Hold on, let me just tell you. Right. Do you tell your therapist the truth about pegging?
We haven't gotten to that part yet. I mean, I don't just walk in and say it. I mean, there's a lot of other
apparently
things.
Apparently, it's a small
up.
Bridge to cross once you go fake to real. Just
that
letting you know.
That is not true.
According to my sources, it is.
But Lummy, that's probably information.
You haven't had that problem.
Lummy, stop. Listen, that's probably information that a therapist needs to consider while making a diagnosis of your mental health, buddy. Knowing that you play a Stockholm victim at work and that you like to get pegged.
Do you talk about your work?
Yeah, I brought it up before, actually a couple times, mainly every time
I go.
How
much you hate it?
No, I say I like it.
What's the best piece of advice they've given you that you can use in your day-to-day that I could use in my day-to-day?
Stop being so passive. Just be happy with what you got.
Just be
happy. Don't look at the past and look toward the future.
If you went to a therapist, they tell you, just be happy.
My therapist
Come on, just be happy. That's all you got to do.
My therapist told me that I was absolutely the most complex but yet simple insane person they may have ever seen.
If my therapist told me that, I'd cry.
Yeah, it's tough to roll in here.
Yeah, but Bubba was bamboozling his therapist though.
Were you fucking your therapist, Bubba?
No, she was 75.
Same question. And
no, I didn't want to.
You were bamboozling her though.
What?
You were bamboozling her
yeah
though.
I was lying to her about
yeah like
shit.
Big time.
Well,
like,
why were you going then?
He had to.
I had to go court ordered.
Oh, shit. My bad. I didn't know.
It's part of a lawsuit deal.
I got you.
I think it would be, I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah,
my ear is fucked up.
Yeah.
I know your headphones all on wonky.
It's like, I really think that I have arthritis in my ear blitz. And
that's a thing?
Now listen to me. I do. I think I have like some type of fucking.
You have ear arthritis?
Yes. Or I've pulled a tendon, and then because I'm telling you, Blitz, the one thing that irritates my ear most is how much I wear headphones.
And you were in pretty loud, too.
So, I think I sprained my ear.
Oh, no, you've got an ear sprain.
I think I fucked. Seriously.
Your ear fell down some stairs like Travis.
I think I sprained my ear. And I think the only way to fix it is to, you know, not expose it to what makes it sore.
What if you just didn't wear headphones?
I mean, how you can do a show doing that?
I mean, you wouldn't be able to take phone calls, but
I may just be able to. I may start wearing them like this though, where I'm taking the left one off. Because
that's what I do.
Yeah, that's probably your best bet.
Yeah,
I always wear them just on one ear.
Right,
but in here I kind of have to because I need to hear if people are walking around.
For 36 years, sure. I've worn them
every day.
Oh yeah,
for many hours.
God, I've been doing radio since, what was your first year of radio, Lummy? 2006?
Yeah.
But you just really started doing radio about a year ago.
Yeah.
I mean, like
a couple years ago.
Seth, when would you really start doing radio, like on a full-time basis?
I don't know, probably like 03.
I was going to say 02, 03.
Yeah, well, I started as an intern in 01. I think I was like full-time in like 03.
Right. How about you, Anna?
Like, not that I've ever been full-time, but you mean like where's my main gig in life? 2016.
In radio?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been wearing fucking headphones longer than most of you have been alive.
Yeah.
I mean, having a full-time on-air shift since 1986. There's been some lapses of employment at that point.
Right.
I think.
What was your longest lapse? Was it the
4 years?
You didn't do radio for 4 years?
When was that?
No, I'm sorry. 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. That was between 98 Rock and Sirius.
Yeah, 2000.
What were you doing in the interim?
Getting paid.
Waiting for sheriff.
Working
getting
out.
Getting what?
Getting thick and rugged.
Hold on. Working out.
Yeah. I lived at you with you at that time.
Working out.
Yeah.
Running for sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And Clear Channel paying me.
They yep. paid you?
Well, he was still under contract. So they didn't. I mean,
how does that? Okay.
Well,
so
if you're under contract
you, but
and they get rid of you, they still have to pay your contract.
If you got a fucking, you know, if you don't got some bullshit bamboozled contract,
well, right,
if you got
right.
a guy that age, you know, guy that really drew one, a good one up.
Right.
So you were fired, but they had to pay.
Yeah,
out of your
and
contract?
Then I was yeah. sending. Listen to this. I was sending $10,000 a month to Manson.
You also paid Brent.
And I paid Brent, I think, $3,000 a month.
And you didn't pay Spice Boy only because they didn't fire him.
They kept him on, and he did like afternoons or something.
Yeah. Was that the power pay below?
No, that
so,
was after 98 Rock.
Oh.
I think they were paying me, I think I was getting $45,000 a month.
Yep.
And I sent 15 of it
to your boys.
To the boys.
Yep.
And then
did
I
did you
kept,
say $45,000 a month?
Yes.
That was my lowest deal. That was
yeah,
my
that was that
rock.
Was no that was no bonuses.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That
oh,
was
wow.
A,
now
and that,
I have
and
a
that contract that contract was bonus based.
And then, but my biggest deal ever was I was making, when I did, in 2008, 2009, where I did two shows a day, and I was making $1 million.
Wasn't your big, yeah, it was the most you made, but it wasn't your biggest deal because it was two separate deals.
Right, two separate deals. But I was making $94,000 a month from Cox, and I was making $108,000 a month from iHeart. I mean, from Sirius XM.
Yeah, Sirius, yeah.
They used to cut some.
And then we were doing
checks.
Like we were doing like $60,000 a month in merch,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing like
you had like 15 employees,
$100,000 a month on BubbaRaw.com.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, trust me. Doing some of the Bubba Raw stuff, your check. I thought I was getting $100. Next thing I know, I see a couple other zeros behind that one.
Oh my god!
So Anna, when Bubba was looking at this building in 2011, there, you know that empty lot across the street?
Yeah.
He was going to buy that just for parking because there's so many people that worked here.
Or build. I was going to build a duplex.
Well, yeah, you're going to build a duplex, and then but also use that for parking because there was not enough parking here for all the employees.
Be a good place to end. Not only did I not buy that fucking building, that land, but I lost this building. I don't even own this fucking place. I can't mix music that well with one earphone, so you're going to have to tell me if this is okay or not.
Oh, that's great.
Seth will be dropping a podcast today. I'll put it up on the Facebook and Insta and all that kind of great stuff. Also some good stuff on our Instagram, right, Seth?
Oh, you're damn right.
At the Bubba Army.
On a Punishing Lummy and more.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.